I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs police continue to investigate a shooting that occurred Thursday afternoon around 3:20 p.m. in the vicinity of the Fire Subs establishment in Hobbs, where a 24-year-old male was shot in the leg, that according to a press release from Public Information Officer Rihanna Alicorn. Reports indicate that four children under the age of 7 were riding with a victim at the time of the shooting, but they were not injured. Police determined several other shots were fired and one of the stray bullets hit an uninvolved vehicle that was passing nearby. No one was hurt. According to Alicorn, the victim was the intended target and was taken to a local hospital. Police report he was listed in stable condition on Thursday. However, there has been no further update. Police have identified three persons of interest and the investigation is ongoing. The Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office has issued an arrest warrant for 26-year-old Hector Aguayo Salazar of Dexter on charges of first-degree murder and tampering with evidence in connection with the shooting death of Estefania Martinez during the early morning hours of December 22nd of last year. According to sheriff's investigators, they determined that the couple had been arguing when Salazar allegedly shot Martinez once in the chest with a rifle. Martinez was found dead in a trailer off Miller Road in Dexter. Anyone with whereabouts on the location of Salazar are asked to call the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office. Republican State Chair Steve Pierce released a statement saying that the governor and Democrats are secretly meeting to discuss changing election laws. In that press brief that was released on Friday, Pierce has revelations from credible sources that Governor Lujan Grisham is conspiring via secret meetings with Democrats to revive and modify election laws after bills were defeated in the recent legislative session. The Lee County Republican Party will host candidates Jay Block and Greg Zanetti, two of the four candidates running in the primary for governor, in a public forum tonight at 6 at the Republican headquarters in Hobbs at 1776 North Turner. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.